Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome into the Counting House the lovely, the adorable, the late, as always, Nettie Bunn.
I wasn't late.
No, you weren't. No, that is true. You were here
with dead on time.
With 30 seconds to spare.
30 seconds. Yeah. That's cool. My best yet. Yeah.
She was as cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, she's well cool. She's well cool in a number of ways. And one of the ways that she's really cool is that she always brings us some really lovely guests.
She does.
I do.
And this week is no exception.
No. Absolutely.
And she's brought Kenny. Mr. Kenny Cox.
She's exceeded herself.
Oh, yeah. My life. You wouldn't believe it. That won't go down well with my other guests.
No, but
careful.
Kenny's a boffin.
I know.
And
you like a buffet.
I just need to tell you that there's only a couple of hours left on the show. so feel free to have a waffle. We'll talk about ourselves, Kenny, really.
Shall I do you a little bit of backstory?
Yeah, go for it.
Kenny and I believe, first met when I was working on some project. We were at the Innovation Centre in Medway, I think. Yeah. I was working on a project with something to do with a university. And you were presenting your lovely new product.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And I said to you, I think there's R&D in that.
Yeah. So that was a few years ago.
That was about two years ago.
Yeah. And I've met you a few times since.
Absolutely.
She's been stalking you ever since. Yeah.
I don't think it's that way round.
Oh, is it not?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
And his wife has an amazing name.
Go on.
Sarah Cox.
Really?
As in the DJ.
Yeah.
She's on my Hall of Fame at work because we have a lot of famous names for clients.
Right.
And Sarah is on it. You can tell her that. She's on my Hall of Fame. Yeah. One day, if we get some time, we're going to put some pictures up. We haven't done that yet. We're too busy doing numbers. But Kenny's got a fun business.
Well, we're going to find out about that right now that we've sorted out your internal decorations at the office.
Absolutely.
Which is fabulous. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're from Snapwire.
That's right. Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and a little bit about Snapwire to start us off?
Yeah. So as been mentioned, I'm a geek.
And a boffin.
Geek and a boffin, And you're married to a Radio 1 DJ, apparently.
Radio 2 now. We're getting on a bit now.
Yeah.
The older you get, the more...
Yeah, they shift you out,
So, I've always been interested in computers. When I was young, it was either playing football in the park or coming over and playing on the computer.
Right.
So ever since then, I started building websites from a very young age until I got to the point where I got my first customer. That first customer was quite interesting. She was someone who'd been to South Africa and had plastic surgery.
Right.
And she decided to sell this as a business, a holiday with plastic.
As she would.
Oh, I'm going there next week. I want all the details.
So that was quite an interesting first project to work on.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
The second one was even more interesting, where we got asked to do a website for chat lines.
Right, okay.
So you can imagine the research we had to do for that. It was myself and one of my friends.
I can see a theme emerging here, Kenny. You can transition from one... Well, I shouldn't say words like that. You can transition from one to the other there, couldn't you?
You could, yeah. The recent jobs have been more politically correct, if you like. But you can imagine the research we had to do for that job. And it didn't go down well with the wife, but it had to be done. Mm. And there's a funny story where... The research, me and my friend, we kind of started the business initially. Well, we had to do the research, and we put all the images on a USB stick, so we could move them between computers. And I don't know if you've been to Boots, where they have the
chemist
stand. Yeah, the chemist.
Yes, plug the USB frequent. In,
and all the images pop up on the screen. Straight away, we had all the images for our website, the research on.
So what you're telling us, you've been banned from Boots now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can't go back there.
So this was all work we were doing as kind of a sideline job. Meanwhile, I never had a full time job. So part of it was a guy called Andy Sage, a brilliant graphic designer, and we had our full time jobs. So I worked in kind of defence companies and IT consultants. Property valuation software, all sorts of good businesses. To the point where, as a lot of people do, you kind of get frustrated working for other people when you want to go out on your own. So I decided to take that step and picked up the work I was doing on the side. Started doing some contracting IT work, which helped build the business up to the point where I've now got an office in Maidstone. I've got four staff working, and we build custom websites, we build mobile phone apps, and other kind of automation software, which is generally around making manual tasks automated.
So well, let's explore that a little bit, because without being rude, you know, websites are websites, and whilst there's all kinds of talent and ability that goes into it, most of us are pretty familiar with what a website looks like. I'm interested at this moment in time about the automation software that you're doing and the kind of things that you're doing now.
Yeah, so we do a lot of kind of background databases that help automate manual solutions.
Right.
We work with different industries. We mentioned the personal training app already. That's something that's a very manual process that the guys do. And we're looking to build a software system that allows the interaction with a customer via a mobile phone app.
Right.
So that's quite interesting. We've got another property valuation software where one of our companies work with a lot of big lenders and banks to value a house instead of doing a drive-by and it taking 3 or 4 days. These guys can type an address in to a website and then get a valuation based on all the properties in
there. Very interesting.
We've got the main products we work on in-house is something called Evolve.
Right.
Now, this is I'm trying not to bore you too much with the whole finance.
No, we love geekness.
Up in the London market, they use Excel spreadsheets quite a lot, but the management around them is pretty poor, and it's open to fraud. So someone was talking about fraud earlier. So we've built a system that allows you to effectively import an Excel spreadsheet and build your web application, web system. With that, and it adds security to the thing. You've got your data all in a secure database, it's all backed up, version controlled, etc. And that's one of our key products that we're looking to promote as a business. So we have our in-house product called Evolve, which we're pushing out there, and we also do the custom applications as well. And so yeah, there's quite a lot going on, and one of the most interesting things about the business is that we don't focus on any one industry. We kind of move around. We've got lots of different industries, and it's talking to the experts in that industry, and we learn a lot about the different industries that are out there. And
Sorry, I've just noticed it out of the corner of my eye, and I have to tell you, Tenterton Toilets on Twitter have just emailed us a gif of a set of boots and says, "Who needs boots anyway?" Sorry. Do you get it? Yeah. Thank you, Laura.
Also sent us a Glen Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy as well.
Right, okay.
Can you stop that person phoning you?
Yeah.
Whoever it is.
Sorry to interrupt you, Kenny, you were saying.
Shows they're listening, though.
Absolutely. Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, sorry, just while we're at. They're all in full flow now. They've all been looking up gifts now. Gemma from Orchard Fairclough Haynes. Gemma has sent us a gif of somebody bouncing on a bouncy thinky bobby.
I always thought it was a gif. I'm so glad you pronounced it first.
Gif.
Yeah.
Graphic.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
The word's graphic.
Cleaner.
Yeah. Well, I only use eucalyptus oil, so I wouldn't know.
Sorry, Kenny, back to what you were saying.
I can't remember where we were.
We were talking about Excel spreadsheets.
Diversity. So a lot of the reasons we have worked through my experience working up in kind of the London markets, the syndicates up there, etc. And we found a way of effectively improving that whole process. And it's quite a challenge moving into that kind of market. These guys have been around for tens of hundreds of years. Kind of, in some ways, they've got their processes and they like to stick to them. So we're trying to move them away from that traditional process into a more modern world, if you like, where we can sort of digitalise all their information.
And this is where the R&D comes in, isn't it? Because when you've got something like a website, there is an R&D in a website. A website is a website.
Exactly.
But some of the work that Kenny and his team do that actually really changes processes and how people can work.
That's really why I wanted to concentrate on that side of it, because without being rude, I mean, I own a web development company myself, and, you know, it's web. You know, but at the end of the day, this other stuff is really interesting, and that's where the heavyweight research comes in, and that's also where you can really innovate with some interesting stuff too.
Yeah, you can. And the R&D was something I wasn't actually aware of when I first started the product. So I had the idea at the initial conception. As we took that forward, we got talking doing it and identified that, yeah, we could do the R&D with that. And obviously corporation tax, etc., is all, no one likes paying it, but the R&D is a big, big help to us.
It is a massive thing. I've managed to also have some research and development claims come back. And as you say, Kenny, it's one of those things that people aren't really aware of. One of the reasons they're not aware of it is because they dismiss it. Yeah, you know how hard it is, I'm telling you. You know, you ring somebody up and you go, do you know what, you can get free money from the government, and they go, yeah, of course you can. Yeah, but you actually can. Yeah. You actually really can. And the government like it for the simple reason, and you can put me straight on this because you know better than me, but I think for every £1 million they return in research and development investment, they make £4 million.
I'm not surprised, but it's also that bit about keeping the skills here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the more we develop here, the more people engage, the more people, you know, enhance business, the more skills that stay in this country, and that's what's so important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as we develop, and some of this R&D stuff that you guys are doing is so important, because there's nothing wrong with a spreadsheet, but if you can get that spreadsheet and integrate it into your systems and actually keep that data, but like you say, use it differently than you have for the last 100 years,
I think, you know...
And it will put you ahead of the competition.
Of course it will. Yeah. Of course it will. And I think that's where... this is just my view on it, and you know, it's just my opinion on it. Because I'm really old, and I've worked in the
really old.
And I've worked in technology for an awful long time. Back in the day, technology was all about office productivity tools. You know, first of all, word processing, then spreadsheets, and yada yada yada. And then we kind of got away from all of that. I mean, we still used all those products, but they became non-sexy, just stuff that hung around. A lot of it you got free with machines anyway. And we moved into the more web-based stuff and the more digital stuff. At last, people are coming back and readdressing the office productivity tools, but from a different perspective now. And saying, look, how do we embed this in stuff? How do we do stuff in the cloud, for instance? You know, say you now got cloud accounting software. And until recently, the government were going to force all of us to do digital tax reporting as well. They've done another U-turn on that.
U-turn back again, though.
Yes, they will, because... Yeah. They are going to do it. Mm. It's just that they came across some obstacles, and they need a few more older people to
imagine that.
Yeah, to pop their clogs before they can, you know, get everybody doing it. But that's all going to be cloud-based reporting as well. So what you're doing is really fascinating, because you're taking something that we've had for a long, long time, and at long last, looking at it again and going, do you know what, how do we incorporate this in something more modern?
Well, that's it, I think. There's, everyone knows how to use it, so we're not trying to move away from that.
Absolutely.
We're keeping those skills there.
Yeah.
But then trying to take that element and move it into a more modern era.
Yeah.
I think it's a great way, and you touched on kind of the collaboration with other applications as well. So there are APIs out there for all kinds of systems that you can integrate with, and that's fantastic. It means it's... limitless possibilities, really.
Absolutely. And that is one of the really interesting things for me, is because of the development of application program interfaces and things like that, you can, because the world's digital, you can tie almost anything to anything. And with things like Internet of Things, you're now starting to see hardware involved in software.
You can tie it into your toaster.
And tie, you know, you can make your toaster come on, because you really need that, don't you?
Yeah.
You really want to set your toaster on the way home and stuff like that.
You can look in your fridge and see what needs replacing.
And more simple, less tomorrow's worldy type stuff like Amazon Dash and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, where you can reorder stuff that you have all the time when you're running low. I've heard some interesting things about the other Amazon device, Echo, picking up instructions from a TV and doing weird things. But you know, it's like any technology, isn't it? And it goes through a bedding period. I interestingly, a few months back, I was lucky enough to meet the guys from Just Eat, and they were demonstrating their robot dog. They have a dog that does deliveries in London, which is a robot.
Yes.
Yeah. And his doggy just brings your takeaway in its mouth up to your door.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it does. It really does.
It's not a live dog.
Oh, that's all right. So I was getting a bit worried.
Won't be dribbling on it.
Yeah, it's a mechanical dog.
Yeah.
And, of course, Amazon have been experimenting with drone deliveries as well.
A bit worried about drones. Yeah. I had a guy, I'm on the front, this guy flew by in one of those, just dangling from some sort of kite. Flew right past my window.
Yeah.
How was he throwing a pizza in?
You worry about security, you know, privacy. Yeah. People just glare in your window. I'm not sure about drones.
Yeah. Well, you don't. Google Earth's all right for that. You can do it from a satellite. You don't need a drone.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's watching you?
Exactly.
Kenny.
What's the plans now, Kenny? Where are you going from here?
Well, we're currently based in Maidstone.
We're about in Maidstone, are you?
Do you know the business terrace?
Oh, yeah. I'm at the other end of the high street.
It's a great hub for kind of the SMEs, and they give you kind of a 2-year window to help you grow.
Right.
And it's a good place, and if anyone's looking, I'd recommend it.
Cool.
We're coming towards the end of the 2 years now. We've grown from being 2 to 5 people there.
Well
kind
done.
Of at the limit of,
well done.
Of where we are now.
So you're going to move on to your next place.
So we're going to move on.
And he'll be ready just for you to move into George's business.
I used to be based in Rochester as well. Yeah. It's a nice area. We're looking. I'm from Maidstone anyway, so
right.
It's kind of like to be in the town centre if we can stay there. But yeah, so we're looking to scale up. Want to obviously build both sides of the business, if you like. We're doing the custom development, and we're also pushing Evolve as well. Ideally, I want to move it into the Kent area and grow it there, and then move into other industries and other locations as well. Mainly London, because that's where the main finance is.
Sure, yeah.
Initially, Kent's the kind of foundation for that. So
yeah.
Fantastic, yeah. If we can scale up within the next 6 months, we're looking to take on another 4 staff, another 2 developers, a marketing manager and a project manager as well. So
right.
We've got a quite ambitious growth.
So you've got pretty ambitious growth plans.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Mm-hmm. But we obviously need the right location to help with that. So hopefully fingers crossed it carries on.
All power to you. We love digital businesses. We love creative businesses. We love new businesses in Kent. And just on that, while we're talking about that, 9 years ago when I started this, one of the reasons that I started it is because there were 58,000 businesses in Kent. 99.9% of them are small businesses or small and medium-sized businesses. They got very little publicity. Hardly anybody knew what was going on. And we started a business bunker show to promote that. 9 years later, I don't know if you know, last week we just went past 100,000 businesses in Kent for the first time ever.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Absolutely amazing growth in a very short space of time. We've added 25,000 businesses in the last 2 years, and that's still growing and growing and growing. Mm. And companies like Snapwire are a fundamental part of that. Mm. And one of the great things about businesses such as yours now is you start your business, you grow your business, and that spins off other things. Other people leverage off you, what you're doing, and incorporate it in their products and stuff like that. Fantastic. Kenny, thank you so much for telling us about that. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. I hope you're putting yourself in for the Maidstone Business Awards, because it sounds like you've got
a really good...
And you're in Maidstone.
And you're actually in Maidstone. So you can do that, and please do that, because I think it's really worthwhile you doing that, because it sounds absolutely fabulous. If people want to find out more about your business, how can they do that?
So the website's snapwire.co.uk. It's SNAPWIRE. We're on Twitter, @snapwire_web. Two best ways. If you want to email, it's hello@snapwire.co.uk.
Fantastic. Kenny, thank you so much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure. Nettie, thank you for introducing us to yet another fabulous guest.
Yeah. Welcome. The bar so high, Kenny, that I can't even get near it myself anymore.
Absolutely. She's under the bar.
I'm under
with her.
Normally. Yeah,
apparently at the weekend.
Absolutely. We're fast running out of time, so thank you very much.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.